As the region considers different ways of protecting its coast against the threats of hurricanes, one central question remains unanswered. Just how soon will another storm like Sandy come back? WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports the odds could change in the coming years.
Sandy swept into town just 14 months after another giant storm, Hurricane Irene, wreaked havoc on the region. That prompted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to joke,
"We have a 100-year flood every 2 years now."
He says, "We not only must rebuild, but rebuild better and smarter for the next storm." Mayor Bloomberg has been more restrained. In an interview on WOR Radio, he wondered out loud how much the Metropolitan Transportation Authority should invest in hardening its system.
If this happens only once 110 years, and if you get it back as quickly as they did, is that a good use of your money?
That question goes to the heart of how much the region should spend on preventing another catastrophe, or if we should just take our chances. One group that's been studying flood risks for years has been the insurance industry. In 1973, the federal government adopted the 100-year flood as the standard for the National Flood Insurance Program. Anna Pudlow, a group supervisor at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says the term is widely misunderstood.
When people hear the 100-year flood, they automatically assume that it means you're going to flood once every 100 years. And that's not true at all.
Really? The 100-year flood zones mapped out by FEMA designate the areas the agency thinks have a 1% chance of flooding each year. And that adds up.
If you're looking at a 30-year mortgage, for example, you have a 28% chance of sustaining a flood versus if you're looking at a fire. You have about a 4% chance of sustaining a fire in your home.
But Pudlow says no one would think about going without fire insurance.
But when you live in the special flood hazard area, there's a big reluctance to buy that insurance policy because you always think it'll never happen to me.
If you look at flood maps, you'll see that Sandy's actual storm surge exceeded many of those 100-year zones, seeping into places considered safe, like Canarsie and Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn. It could be FEMA simply got the flood zones wrong, and the agency is, in fact, revising those boundaries. But also, Sandy could have been a truly exceptional storm.
So this is four panels here.
Tim Hall, a senior scientist at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, has been calculating just how exceptional it was.
It shows a map of the Atlantic Ocean. You can see North America.
He's in his office in Morningside Heights, showing me on his computer the trajectories of the roughly 650 hurricanes of the past 60 years. They tend to originate near the equator, move northwest, then spin off to the east before hitting the North American coast.
So there's this kind of inverted comma shape.
60 years worth of data doesn't help much when predicting rare events. So for another map, he's invented thousands of synthetic hurricanes based on the characteristics of real hurricanes. There are so many lines, you can't tell them apart.
We call it spaghetti.
Hall's looking at trajectories because Sandy's power was magnified by the fact it hit the New Jersey coast at an almost perpendicular angle.
The winds are just pushing a wall of seawater directly onto the coast rather than sliding up parallel to the coast.
He says a hurricane with that sort of trajectory is a 1-in-700-year event. What that really means is that there is a 0.14 chance of it happening in any given year, which does not sound like much at all. But there's a big problem with looking backwards to predict what's going to happen in the future. Climate change.
We're going to get a couple of feet of sea level rise by mid-century, and that will make all other things equal. You know, 100-year storm will be a storm of just a couple of decades. A 500-year storm may become the 100-year storm.
Hall says it's not up to him to weigh how much or what sort of investment the region needs to make to prevent widespread damage. But as with flood insurance on a house, even small odds add up quickly over time. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.